KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. We have partly cloudy to cloudy skies here in Atlantic, and it's 22 degrees. We look for a high today of partly cloudy skies with a high around 39. In the news, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education held a special meeting Wednesday evening that was also broadcast via YouTube. During their session at the High School Media Center, the board approved discussing the certified budget on March the 10th and holding a public hearing on the budget March 24th with certification of the budget that same night. Superintendent Steve Barber said the state requires the certified budget for the three counties served by the district to be submitted by April 15th. The board approved contract recommendations Wednesday for James Todd, chemistry and physics teacher. Todd comes to Atlantic from the CAM school district, where he's a chemistry teacher. And Kaylee McBee has high school special education teacher. McBee is in the process of finishing her master's degree in special ed. The board also approved the resignations of Rebecca Drake, high school one-to-one paraeducator, Diane Schuler, middle school paraeducator, and Henry Hallgren, the high school government teacher. Afterward, the board approved open enrollment applications and tentative two-year agreements for 2021, 2022, 22 and 23 master contracts with the Atlantic Education Association and Employees Association. Superintendent Steve Barber explained what the certified staff package entails. He said a BA degree, which is the first lane, will see an increase of $1,425 or 4% for the first year of the contract.
So if you have an MA 30, you get $1,710. Increase for 21-22. Nurses at the same rate, LPN 1198, the BA up to 1314 to a salary increase. Supplemental pay is current contract. The total package for 21-22 would be $213,022 for a 3% increase.
A similar increase takes place for the 22-23 school year.
The MA 30s at 1680. LPN 1183, BA 1298. Supplemental pay with our generator would increase by $1,325 with the amount of $45,650 with our base generator. And that total package cost is $219,991 for a 3% increase.
The board discussed at length the district's one-to-one computer plan. The district uses Apple products currently. The original plan was for 4 years, but so far they've managed to get 7 years of use. Technology Director Roger Warren said the district has a hodgepodge of 13 different devices that they're trying to manage between a MacBook Airs and Chromebooks of various types of Mac Pros and so on.
I use devices till they die, okay? Well, over the last 2 to 3 years, what has happened is refurbished companies will come in and pay you for those old devices. It's not a lot, but it's not like throwing them away. I'll give you an example, the Chromebooks that we bought 2 years ago from middle school, they felt that in good shape, and keep in mind, they're subject to evaluation, but they were worth $150. We paid $325 for them, but they're worth $150 after 2 years. That gives you an example of what the refurbishers will come in and do.
The district's programs must be removed before those computers can be sold to other vendors or the public.
What I proposed to Steve here 2 months ago as I started thinking about it is, we're going to wipe the slate clean. We're going to take every one of our student devices that we have right now, and we're going to contact a refurbisher and say, here, this is what we have to offer. In turn, we're going to go out and purchase Chromebooks, and we provide Chromebooks 1, grade 1 through 12. That allows us for fluctuation in enrollment for different classes.
Chromebooks will be provided to students in grades 1 through 12 that are exactly the same device in all grades. Kindergartners and preschoolers will receive an iPad, which is easier for the kids and teachers to work with in those grades. The board agreed to put out an RFP or request for proposal for the purchase of 1,400 Chromebook licenses, with a decision on the purchase to be made during the board's March 10th board meeting, assuming the cost of the licenses is known by then. The licenses and touch screen devices would be purchased soon thereafter with the district care dollars. Technology Director Roger Warren said he has three vendors he can get an RFP from. And once he has the licenses, he said it doesn't matter what device they're used on. Cass County Democratic Party Chair Sherry Telly reports Each of the three Cass County school districts has received a supplemental distribution of school supplies from the Cass County Democratic Party. Some very generous monetary donations came into our office, she said, after the autumn drive was over. Telly said it was decided to wait to distribute them until the second semester to fill any gaps that students might have in their supplies. Telly went on to say that the annual school supply drive would be held from mid-July to mid-August so that the Cass County children will be able to start the new school year with new supplies. She said this is something we do every year, and it's great to see how the community supports the cause. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.